Why, you ain't got it, did you? Of course, I can appreciate and do realize that what he said was pretty deep.
That's right.
And that I'm paid in such expressions. Possibly wouldn't know what he was talking about. Now, the reason why I got up here is I want to make it real good and plain. Of course, it takes a lot of courage and a lot of ambition and a lot of anxiety and all that kind of thing to have pushed up the last 35, 36 years. I don't know whether you understood that. See, with all of the repercussions, with all of the disputations, and with all of the things that have been said against the school and its teaching, you understand? With all of the different types of preachers from everywhere, we haven't cut out any. You let everybody that wants to have anything to say, say it.
That's right.
See, even people that have gotten up here in Hollywood, we had some over there, if they said they were atheists.
Mm-hmm.
Right.
See? If they just didn't believe from Cincinnati.
That's right.
Now, it doesn't make any difference what your case is. See, what you believe, how you feel, what you think. There's a way of finding out truth about that, whether you're right or wrong about it. Yes, there is a way that you can find out the truth about it. Now, I've been at home trying to sit down and write this book and get it back into the press. And when I first wrote it, I wrote it up in about 26 or 30 pages. Now, this is what the school asked me for. They said, well, now look, we don't want to be a downgraded school. What we want to be is outstanding.
Mm-hmm.
Is that what you all said to
That's
me,
right.
Dr. Grove?
That's right.
And I said, all right. All right. See, they wanted an exegetical analysis and an interpretation remonstration on this work. And they wanted it in purely academic form. I wrote it like they asked me to. And then I brought it to school and read it. Do I need to tell you what they said? No, they didn't understand no part. So they insisted that I take it back and break it down. So I did that. And I brought it back and I read it again. See? And they said, well, we still don't understand. And if we don't understand in here, we know good and well the persons out here this week don't know.
Yeah.
So then, I had to work for a living. So I just told Dr. Gross, I said, well, I'll kind of go through it again and work it over. I don't have too much time because I've got to make a living, you see. So I kind of perused through it a little bit. And, of course, I'm not a professional typist. So I had to get it, you know, pick it out, you know, like this. And that took time, too, you know. So I brought it back. And they still didn't understand. So then I said, well, I'll tell you what you do. You take it to somebody and let them try it. So he took it to the dean of Wittenberg College in Springfield, Ohio.
That's
right. Is that right, Dr. Gross?
That's right.
Am I telling the story right?
That's right.
And they offered to pay him to break it down. You see? And he took it, and when he read it, he said, But I tried, so he got it, did it, and worked with it for, I don't know how long. Dr. Grossmore knows more about it than I do. Now that's the dean I'm talking about, the dean of Wittenberg College. Now that's a Lutheran college. And they don't call it the college anymore, they call it university. See? And finally he brought it back and said he just couldn't do nothing with it. And the reason why he couldn't do nothing with it, because it took a whole paragraph and sometimes whole pages just to break down one word.
That's right.
So then they asked him what he charged for what he had done, since he couldn't do it, you know. And I think you paid him $100?
About $100, yeah.
Is that right? Yeah. Then I come down from Cleveland, Ohio. I was in the insurance business. I come down from Cleveland, Ohio. And I was to speak in Springfield. And that man come from Wittenberg College just to see me, just to look at me. Isn't that right,
Doc? That's right.
Well, I spoke that night. The press was there, the Springfield Daily News. Said, well, the man is educated. But I'll tell you one thing. We just don't believe what he said. Now, the reason why we don't believe it is because those people over there are not in no position to go and stage another war. They just don't have the means. So then they got after me after school, and this is what I said to them. I said, look, I'll be back here in 60 days. Now one month I come to Springfield, and the next month I went to Cincinnati. I alternated. So I said, now I'll be back in 60 days, and when I come back, they will be fighting. So when I got back in 60 days, they were fighting. I told them where in Korea. See? And then they took me down to the press and wrote an article in the newspaper about it. They wanted to know how, you see, that I could tell what was going on. And they could. How did I know? See what was going on. When all their analysts, you understand, worldwide news media, you understand? Central intelligence agencies and so forth and so on. Okay. Now, how do you know? So, I told them, this is what I told them. Now, how could you tell that I didn't know? Now, this is what I want to say to you folks. The reason why I'm bringing all this up to your attention, I want you to see what a problem and how hard it is for somebody to get up here and try to tell you something in a way that you can understand, so that it will be beneficial in food to you. Now, before you can do that, see, what you have to do, now this is a must, see, you have to have a profound knowledge, see, it just must be that way, before you can tell a thing effectively to somebody else. Now, when you do tell it that way, you're not careful. A lot of people will not believe you. Now, that's nothing new either.
Right.
That's not a thing new. Now, here's what the people don't realize. This is what they don't know. Now, last Friday, you seen a man stand here in this floor. And the Sunday before, I don't know, maybe Sunday week before that. Now, we were over to John Littlefield's place. And you pick up your Saturday paper and you see churches, this, that, and the other, all advertised. Isn't that right?
Mm-hmm.
See? And if you read the fine print, the free advertisement there, you see, you just hear a whole line of it, see. Is that right?
Right.
Now, the point I want to convey is this. Now, when we were over there, at that place up at the Littlefield, one of the men that was over there that was supposed to come here last Friday night. He has been here before.
Mm-hmm.
And you remember Starks was a man that had the lights, you know, the
right.
Signs on the paper, see? And had the little boxes, you know, and had my name and Doc had his name in that, you know. Now, you can't tighten me up. You see what I mean? Now, you can't do that. See, you don't make no hit with me like that. But now then, that man, he didn't believe in reincarnation. The man that come over here, he believed in reincarnation. See? Now, I doubt this. With this audience sitting here before me now, that many of you don't know the doctrine that pertains to reincarnation.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? Now, suppose we say this. Pantheistic evolution by reincarnation. Then you wouldn't know. You see, you've asked me to express these things in academic terms and weigh it all up, you understand, and then tell you about it. And then when I do that, you see, then you don't know what it's all about. See, you're puzzled. See, and sometimes we'll say, well, listen, I don't believe what that man said. Now, how can you believe something you don't know nothing about? Get the point? You just can't do that. Then here, I want to tell you this, before I forget and run off. Now, Roger, see, Dr. Gross, now you can't fool nobody. You can't fool nobody but yourself.
Mm-hmm.
You see what I mean? If you do have the Holy Spirit, you have to prove it.
All right.
So you just don't go around telling people, I got the Holy Ghost. Mm-hmm. Why don't you have the Holy Ghost like me? Now, that ain't gonna work.
No, it ain't.
You understand? That won't work. No good whatsoever. And you go around telling somebody what you believe, that ain't gonna get me.
No, sir. For the most part, the most of you don't even, just like I told you about those men. Mm-hmm. You see? Now, when you spoke of reincarnate, if you know what re means, mm-hmm. you understand? Mm-hmm. Now, to say reincarnate is just simply, we just change the word re-inhabit.
Yeah.
Or return to the former place where you were.
Mm-hmm.
You see? Now, here's a case of reincarnation in the Bible. I'm not going to go through no whole lot of scriptures. It's not necessary. Now, when Messiah, before he died, on the cross, or during the time of his ministry, he sent his disciples out to cast out demons.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
See? Told him to go and preach and teach the king of heaven was at hand. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Cast out demons. Or you spoke, people say there. See? Which at that time was looked at a lot of it as afflictions
mm-hmm.
and diseases and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
Mental deficiency and derangement. You understand what I'm talking about? In other words, the lunatics and crazy, you understand? And physical impairments. In other words, heal those folks.
Mm-hmm.
You see? And they went out and did that. And then they come back rejoicing because they cast those out. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, you see, the scriptures have got to be fulfilled. They cannot be broken. So now, one time he's up in the mountain, preaching up there,
mm-hmm.
see, and he took his text on the same thing that was here, said, you, that's what some people call the Beatitude, mm-hmm. the fifth chapter of Matthew, you understand, down through the seventh chapter of Matthew, he took his text. Now the reason why he took his text there, and the reason why he ascended the mountain, was because he had to fulfill this.
Mm-hmm.
You see? In other words, he had to speak to them from the mountain.
That's right.
See. Is that clear to you now?
Mm-hmm.
Well now, when Moses come down out of this mountain, you see, he found these people down here after God had told them not to build that door in the past. Now, they did just to the very contrary of what he told them to do. Right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now, you see, when he comes down, you see, there's Peter, James, and John here, and they were made out in the Bible here, you see. In both of these cases, and a repeat too of this.
That's right.
Because all of it isn't up to that exactly what. Now then they found a man down there that was a lunatic.
Mm-hmm.
Wasn't just right. And they was working right.
Mm-hmm.
See, and they never done no good with it. So then they ask him, said, now this might have been casting them out all the time.
Mm-hmm.
You see, but now I couldn't master this. So then they asked him. And I said, well, why couldn't we do that? And he said to them, this kind cometh by what?
Prayer and fasting.
Is that what he said? And he cast that spirit out. In other words, he healed that man. Right? Now I want you to see who he was. See, now he was a real genuine son, you understand, of Yahweh. In other words, he was Yahweh incarnate.
All right.
And a fact. You understand? Walking around on the face of the earth. Now listen. Now they were under the dispensation of the law at that time. You see? They were partaking and they were eating of the sacrifice. They had to in order to fulfill what was done under the law. You understand? You see what I mean? But now he tells him this prayer, this kind comes but by fasting and prayer. Well now, you not understand what a person would ordinarily think would be that you have to abstain from food. You see, from what he said to him, thou hast to abstain from food. See? And if unless you abstain from food, then you couldn't have that power. Well, now let me show you what that meant, what that would mean. Now, if they abstain from keeping these Passovers and these ordinances, which they were told to do, see, it was still being wrong. You see that now? But now here's what they didn't see. Here's what they didn't understand. See, now in this dispensation, see, over here on this side of the cross, you understand? See, we don't eat of none of that.
All right.
We don't partake of none of the common laws. In other words, we are fast.
All right.
See? Total abstinence from food. Will not participate or indulge in any of it.
All right.
A complete fast. In other words, we will not eat no Lord's Supper. We will not partake of any of those kind of laws that is on the other side of the cross. What do you mean? Do you mean that you won't eat no lamb? You won't eat no meat. You see? No. See? The fasting I'm talking about is you sitting down eating those things with the consciousness of obedience to the law.
Yes.
You understand? If a man fast, look how fat some of these people are around here. Say, running around seeing Dr. Hasby about overweight. You see what I'm talking about?
just as fat as they can be. Doctor telling me you better take off some of that, boy. See?
Fat!
See? And he... Did you ever see any of that in here? I haven't offered nobody yet. Did you get that?
Mm-hmm.
Now, in this dispensation, you see, the power of God or the power of the Spirit in you. So what these things are all pointing to.
All right.
See, the act of power is in you now.
All right.
See, it's no more a shadow, it's a reality.
All right.
See? Now, right there is where the devil got the thing all messed up.
That's right.
See, that's how he gives himself away. You understand?
Mm-hmm.
That they which are of truth might be manifested. You see what I'm talking about? Now listen. Listen at me. Now when he was nailed to this cross and took down up of the cross and put in Joseph's new tomb and risen from the dead.
Mm-hmm.
See what I mean?
Mm-hmm.
Now you can take a Bible and read about that. Anybody can. And after his resurrection, as Dr. McCoy spoke his son, you see, he went, he's going to have to fulfill the whole thing. See, he was the Lord that prepared that day that swallowed Jones. See? Now listen. Now that was not contained in the audience that was given to Israel.
Mm-hmm.
That was the knowledge that was given to Jonah. You understand? And that fish symbolized the grave or the tomb in which Jonah was buried. You understand? And then, when Yahshua the Messiah resurrected from the dead,
mm-hmm.
See, he couldn't do that until after he's resurrected from the dead. You see? Why? Because, you see, you can't eat the fish on the inside. You don't eat the tomb inside. You have to get outside and then eat the tomb. So that is to say, then, the death that swallowed up in victory. Brought to life in the mortality. But that has to be fulfilled. You understand? Now here's why we're having all of our problems.
That's right.
We're not having any problems anywhere else.
Mm-hmm.
Nowhere else are we having any problems.
Mm-hmm.
But right on just what I'm talking to you about now.
Mm-hmm. All right.
You see? And that is, we have got to have something. See? To show somebody.
Mm-hmm. All right.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
See? Just got to have it. See? You know what I mean by that?
Yeah.
You got to have something you can look at.
Mm-hmm.
And something you can show somebody.
Mm-hmm.
Now Messiah said in the 16th chapter of Matthew, or Mark, that they shall take up serpent.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
That's mm-hmm. right.
Now some idiot went out and grabbed up. Don't tell me I was there.
Mm-hmm. See?
Grabbed up a rattlesnake.
What do you do that for? Said Jesus said.
Now look. Face it now.
Jesus also said.
In the 26th chapter of Matthew, this bread and this cup, he said, take and eat.
Yeah.
Now they took one thing as literal as they did the other. And I'm going to show you that I'm right.
Die and throw the hell to try. By grabbing up a snake, a serpent, or an adder, or something like that. Trying to show somebody. How right you are. You see it now?
Somebody else comes along and they take a bite. And they study and study and study and study and study and study to the Lord. Go off someplace and repeat and recite and then go back and look. Study and recite and show somebody.
How smart they are in the Bible. No, a couple of words. Jesus where? That's right. Now that's what's going on all over the world. You see?
Now, let's mention this. Now, polytheism. Polytheism means the plurality of God, more than one.
See?
Now you got a sun god, you got a moon god, you got a water god, and you got, yes, you name it.
Right.
See? Then, about 629 B.C., see the Rome. And also the Grecians, they build up a house
for their gods in their life and set them in there. You see, according to their concept of it was. Now that's how they is. Well, now here comes along somebody and says, well, you know, I don't believe in that. You see? Then he turned right around. He grabbed up some man. See? Get the corn. See? And you idolize me. See? Somebody else come along with the same organization, idolize them. You see what I mean? And when you get through with it, he said, you understand? Okay. Now that's polytheism. A plurality of more than one God. See? Now, monotheism. That means just one. See? Well, let me tell you about pantheism first. Now, this is the meaning of pantheism. The pantheistic concept. You remember I told you about pantheistic evolution by reincarnation a while ago, and I used those words. You see? Now, pantheism is the concept that the universe in its totality is God.
That's right.
Okay. Now, all this in its totality, now that's God. Now, the distinction and the difference between that and polytheism and pantheism, you see, they had one thing for the sun and another for the moon and another for this over here. But in pantheism, they just ball the whole thing up into the universe, up into its totality,
yeah,
and made just that be God. Now, what they did not do is draw a line of distinction between matter and spirit.
Okay.
You see? Now, I haven't tried to worry you with all these things. See, I tried to get it over to you in simplicity, the reality of things. And as Paul has said, now I didn't come unto you with excellency of speech, okay, trying to show you how smart I am. Mm-hmm. But I come to you in all humility. And I want to say one thing to you. Nobody can say that I turn down anybody.
Mm-hmm.
I have not turned down anybody. See? Now, I realize, and fully conscious of it, that I do have the advantage of it.
That's right.
Now, I didn't buy that revelation. I did not buy it. But listen, let me tell you, nobody has ever been able to get by.
That's right.
Nobody. As I told you, I've been in the colleges, been in the academies, met with the very smartest of men on earth, studied every known philosophy under the sun, everything you can imagine and conceive in your carnal mind. Did I say all of the things I have said? Why did I say that? Now, here's why I said it. I want you to realize that it is possible for you to know the truth. I want you to realize that. It is not above anybody. Capacity of intelligence. As Dr. Jose Love said when he was on the floor, it is the simplicity of it that proves the reason. Now, in this dispensation, now you are a son of God. John said, beloved, what manner of love is this the Father has bestowed upon us that we should be called the sons of God? I didn't say saints.
That's right.
Now, if you go get your dictionary and look up and find out the reason why I didn't say saints, yes, I know it's in the Protestant Catholic and the Holy Name Bible too. The saints is one of them is canonized in the Roman Catholic Church.
All right. That's right.
You see the point?
That's right.
Sons of God. That's what we really are. See? Now, the only way that you can be happy is just come on up. We can break that.
because you are the loser.
Yeah. That's right.
You're the loser, mm-hmm. not me. Mm-hmm. And my job is telling you. You see? Now, when we speak about this past, the brethren have been up here saying this is a God-given pattern and just about the other. Is that right?
Mm-hmm.
Well, now look, when you want to go back and you want to tell me about some of the smart thoughts, even bring them up to date if you want to. You see, that's right in books, selling the books. You understand? An expression their views and their thoughts on any given subject. Now, this is what they don't know. They don't know how to use it. They don't understand that it is this way. You see? Now, first of all, there is, I say it so you can understand it, there is a God. Now that's number one. He's there.
Mm-hmm.
Not dead. See? Now I want to get this over to you too. Because oftentimes people look at it like this. Well, I'm too insignificant. Just irrelevant and not important. God is not interested in me. I haven't made the grade. I haven't scaled high. Understand? I don't have no reputation. My ancestors and progenitors, or the family which I come from, they didn't amount to nothing, or they did amount to take it either way. It just don't really make any difference. See? People get all them things in their minds, and they think that they're not important in the scheme of things. Now I want to tell you, there has never been nobody in this world, and there never will be, nobody in this world, with no surprise to God. You understand? Every seed that come into materialization, all the sperm that was ever injected into a womb and taken on shape and form was present and accounted for with him in the beginning.
All right.
Right.
Do you understand that? Now here's Peter talking about it. Yahweh is not slack.
All right.
Right. That's right.
Concerning his promise. As some men come back.
Mm-hmm.
But it's long time to us. Not really. You see that now?
Mm-hmm.
Not willing that any should say, but that all should come to repentance. Mm-hmm. Did you mm-hmm. get that? Mm-hmm. Now that shows you God is concerned about you. He died, God did his only begotten Son. Listen, that whosoever believing in him should not perish, but have everlasting life. You see what I mean? You are important. But now the thing you're going to have to do is learn. And this is a scheme that the devil don't know nothing about. And that is this. You see, we can, as I was trying to tell you a while ago, about pantheism, monotheism. See? You understand? All these different doctrines and philosophies, these ideologies, these opinions, these concepts, these notions. See? There's a way that you can tell something about it. See? I brought the books down here, for example. Didn't we have down Didn't we have books here that we showed you?
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's getting red.
That's right.
See? Now, we've drove them in there enough times. And then back in Ohio, we have books all around it. You didn't get to say nothing at no time.
That's right.
Well, we didn't pick that book and open it and read it to you. See? Now, we're not a set of ignoramuses. We do know the doctrines of all of these churches.